proclamation number 4587 dated the March 13, 1949. Warning against rejecting the divine word, test all things and single quote. Truly, I say to you that you cause yourselves inconceivable damage if you disregard the word I impart to you from above. If you content yourselves with teachings given to you by uninformed leaders which you will only understand if you take my word from above to heart. First you should strive towards light, for only true light illuminates the path you need to take in order to reach your goal. In darkness you will miss the right path. In darkness you will follow the sight of lights flashing up, and these are only deceptive lights which distract you from the right path. You must desire true light, that is, you must try to gain the right realization, to adopt knowledge which corresponds to truth, and thereby form an accurate image of me as a most loving Father and Creator of eternity, in order to then strive towards unity with me from whom you originated in the past. Consequently, you must be instructed of the truth. But truth can only be imparted to you by the one who is the eternal truth himself, or by someone who received the truth from him directly. Strive for this soul truth and do not be satisfied with knowledge which has not emerged from the eternal font. I cannot exhort you strongly enough not to ignore it when my love reveals itself to you and conveys purest truth to you. Test all things and keep what is good. Take notice if you are offered the gift of God's word and consider in your heart what your position should be. Don't reject it without examination, but bear in mind that you might well reject a great gift of grace, and therefore examine what you are offered. If you can then reject it with inner conviction, then you are not at fault, yet a serious assessment should precede it so that anyone of good will and a heart capable of love will recognize the Father's voice speaking to him. You are offered the most precious gift of grace my love has in store for you. Make use of it, let the grace take effect in you. Listen to my word and live accordingly, and you'll very soon realize that it is eternal truth which comes from me myself and will make you truly knowledgeable. You will feel the brightness within yourselves and clearly recognize the path to me. You will be able to believe with conviction and also endorse me before the world, because your faith is a living one which only the pure truth can achieve. And so I admonish you once more. Don't reject my servants when they offer my word to you. I myself impart upon you the most valuable gift of grace, the eternal truth, because only through truth can you become blissfully happy. Amen.